You're now listening to Trap Conscious Radio.
Hold on, I got a topic. I want to ask something. I want to say to Mr. YBF, the host, Mr. Vince McMahon himself in the show.
Nah, don't compare
your man,
to no white
your man declared for the draft. What do you think he's going to do? Your man being Lamar Jackson.
I know. Chill. Fall back and let me.
Well, you didn't want to bring it up. Nigga was trying to hide it.
No, I wasn't trying to hide it. I already.
Give a little 30-second segment.
Did you see my post on Facebook when the season was over? I said, I think Lamar Jackson.
I want the podcast for it. I don't want to care what
okay,
you
okay.
Think.
My opinions.
I didn't know what you think.
It's my opinions, and it'll be archived and documented for further. Later, we can come back and dig it up. Just like I said, Russell Westbrook was going to be the best player in the NBA. And do everything he did last year, and no one believed me or cared. But nah, Lamar Jackson to me—he
did get the statistic, but he was not the best player. But he did have the best season.
He got the trophy that says he was the best player that year. I mean, what more did he need?
Andre Iguodala got a Finals MVP too. Everybody know that.
So you know Russell Westbrook is still averaging a triple double as we speak.
Yeah,
but anyway, Lamar Jackson.
I'm just hating on your prediction. I love Russell Westbrook.
Lamar Jackson. To me,
say nothing.
The most exciting, the best college player I've ever seen. The best college football player I've seen. Not just quarterback, not running back. I've never seen
over
nobody.
Tim
over Tim Tebow. Like Tim Tebow.
Over Manti Te'o.
Oh, yeah. Tim Manti Te'o. Mute yourself, nigga.
That nigga's like more exciting than Manziel.
Yeah, more exciting than Manziel. Because you gotta think about it this way. Tim Tebow had...
Reggie Bush.
Tim Tebow had he had all Americans. He had future NFL first rounders playing with him. He had the Pouncey right twins here, blocking for him. He had Aaron Hernandez, God rest his soul. He had Percy Harvin. Like, let's not act like he didn't have a loaded team.
No, you're right. No, he did. Right.
Lamar Jackson, to me, single-handedly is the best college football player I've ever seen. I think he should be the first quarterback taken. He probably won't be. I think the Patriots should probably draft him because I feel like they'll have a system that their coaches will be smart enough to utilize him.
But didn't you say Russell Westbrook won the MVP because he was the best player? So Baker Mayfield is better than Lamar Jackson, right?
No, Lamar Jackson.
He may have been the best player.
No. Let's not get it fucked up.
Listen.
Lamar Jackson didn't win that award because he had already won it. His statistics were better last season than they were when the year he won it. And his team was significantly worse last year. So let's not act like there wasn't a possibility that they were going to give it to him twice. And if his team had lost probably two less games, he would have probably won it twice back-to-back. Baker Mayfield is no different than Jason White, plenty of other Sam Bradford, Oklahoma quarterbacks.
You call him a Jason White hype job.
These are fluffs.
White hype job, right?
No, not Jason. I'm just talking about Oklahoma quarterbacks who overinflated value just because
of where they play.
Does Cleveland need a quarterback?
Nah, he shouldn't go to Cleveland.
No, he
under
shouldn't,
no circumstance he should go to Cleveland.
No, yeah.
I mean, they got Lamar Jackson going in the damn fifth round.
I don't care where he goes. I mean, I know they're going to hate. I mean, but the talent is going to shine through. That's just what I'm saying. Oh, let's get away from your hate and let me ask Ishmael.
No, I'm going to ask you this though. Before that, I'm being honest. I want everybody to hear me say this.
We know you don't like the black quarterback.
I want Lamar Jackson to go to the NFL and be a great NFL quarterback. I want everybody to believe that. That's real.
Hey, Ishmael, what's your thoughts? I'm not going to let this nigga talk, man. This nigga, KB, we know this is bullshit, KB. We know how you feel deep down inside about black quarterbacks.
They just not smart enough.
Let a young nigga talk. Because you sound like an old, you sound like Jimmy the Greek.
Nah, I think, I can't think right now who I would want him to play for. I probably want him down in Miami.
Facts. That's
maybe even like Washington for real.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them two systems, especially with whatever's going on with Kirk Cousins. Miami did Colin Kaepernick dirt ball back, going to get Jay Cutler when he got that nigga off the couch for $10 million, and he didn't even play the whole season.
That shit was gross.
So I feel like he definitely going to be. He going to end up in like a Russell Westbrook situation. He probably not going to go that early, but he going to come and impress, and he going to get some time. Well, probably not this year. They're going to start a little token white quarterback over him. And then once they season start looking bad, throw him out there to the Wolves. But I
Braxton Miller was the real prior.
KB, why are you talking?
I think he should have got the Heisman for real. I don't think Baker Mayfield should have got it because if Lamar Jackson would have had one of those
Hold on, KB. Let this nigga breathe.
If he would have had just one of them character issues that Baker Mayfield had, he wouldn't even have been a finalist.
Yeah.
They was already talking about not letting him be a finalist because they had got into a little scuffle with Kentucky for real during their game.
Yeah.
But they just chalked that up to being a rivalry and their blood was running hot. But, it's all for the looks. Baker Mayfield is a little white douchebag that was just out there just – they thought he was cool because he was dancing a little bit. But he wasn't – he wasn't winning nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't – I mean, they made it to the playoff this year, but besides that, he wasn't, like, putting up these big numbers.
Nah.
And I hope they're not talking about him being the old first-round pick.
They talking about him being, like, the fourth quarterback behind, like, Rosen, Darnold, and some cat named Josh Arnold who went to fucking Wyoming and barely won out there, man. I don't get it. But I have to tread lightly with this conversation.
Barely won. Yeah, one good game is something he can make all the passes. I said, no, I ain't heard shit about
him. Oh, all right, KB. Briefly and very quickly. What's your projections for Lamar Jackson? Just put it on record so we have it.
My projection for Lamar Jackson is that they're going to make him
NB had to roll out.
Is it going to put him in a wildcat kind of thing?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not. He's real with the audience.
Wildcat? Me and YBS
had a conversation, and we were talking about coaches and the quarterback. And I was taking the coaches, and he was taking, like, he took the quarterback position. And I sat back and I thought about it on a deeper, deeper level. And, I mean, you can still look at it, you can argue both points, but I see what he's saying, where if you are this good of a quarterback, and I give you a talent like Lamar Jackson, you need to utilize that talent. You don't need to try to take Lamar Jackson, try to fit this square into a round piece. You need to, you know what I'm saying? You need to unleash his talents. And you need to, if you are a football coach, you need to take this specimen you got and unleash him on that field. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you. I agree with you on that level. But knowing that we live in America, knowing how valuable the quarterback position is, like when I said, take him to Washington so he can do some shit like RG3 did, like it's not going to work.
He's
like,
way better.
Because like I said, I'm going to reiterate like I tell people, these white quarterbacks can throw better than the black quarterbacks.
Oh, my God.
And it's the same reason that these white people, the white basketball players can shoot better than the black basketball players. Because when you got so much athleticism, you spend time running where the only thing that they ever do is pass that ball. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
When motherfuckers is 6'4", 2, you running at your ass.
You said the best shooters are white shooters? You can't statistically prove that. You can't statistically back that up.
Listen.
The best three-point shooters of all time are all black.
Listen, because these white boys can't handle. They're not bringing the ball up the court, so they don't have the ball in their hands as much as Steph Curry does. But you know these white boys can shoot. Everybody knows that. Don't let me revoke your hood pass saying some ignorant shit like that on this trap radio.
Hold on. I mean, I could revoke your hood pass just by pressing this mute button. But look, listen, like, white boys, that's all they can do is shoot. So that's why that attribute is highlighted by them. Whereas black players can do so much more, you lose sight of the fact that they're actually better shooters.
That's what I'm saying. You're arguing my point for me. I agree with that.
No. You said everybody knows that white boys are the best shooters.
Are the better shooters because all they can do is
shoot. Statistically, that's
false.
They
never worry about passing or anything. All they worry about doing is shooting.
Okay, the top 10 3-point shooters of all time. And I guarantee you probably
You talking about field goals made or field goal percentage?
Made and percentage.
Well, because made, come on, man. They don't have the ball in their hands. We just established that fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, a fitting cal is a better sniper rifle than the M16, but the M16, you'd rather take that to war with you because it's more versatile.
Okay.
But if you wanted a pinpoint accurate shot, you're going to take that M1 Barrett and and shoot it.
So Reggie Miller, you know, Ray Allen,
and the NFL, Steph Curry. In the NFL, where they want the white Rashard face to be the franchise logo, so they can sell tickets,
Jason
so they
Terry.
Can make it to the playoffs every year, so they can have consistency.
Hey, Ishmael, what's up, my nigga?
What's good?
Where do you fall on this line?
As far as the best shooter thing, or like the
shooters, the quarterbacks, could we get your unbiased opinion so we can kind of like have a break the stalemate? Because me and KB just totally just I didn't put out the clip of him talking about white quarterbacks.
I don't think there's no excuse for them only being able to shoot, because if you look at all these high schools across the country, it's a lot more white, full white schools than it is than black schools. So even at that school, you might have the one dude that's like 6'8", 6'9", that plays center because he's the biggest dude on the court. But he really 2 or 3 when you get to college.
Yeah.
Like, they got the ample opportunity. It's just, it's God-given. Like, we're a lot more talented than they are. I mean, they might be more skilled shooters, but, I mean, you can't shoot the ball if you can't get open. You can't shoot the ball if you can't handle the ball. That's why, I mean, Kyle Korver coming off the bench shooting 60% for the season, but when you're only putting up about 8 shots a game, that don't make you a great shooter, in my opinion. But, like, when it comes to, like, the whole NFL thing, I mean, they have been doing the whole, like, black quarterbacks only playing this system type of thing. Then when you get, like, DeShone Kizer, who they don't really consider a black quarterback because he's not your typical black quarterback.
Yeah.
When you get quarterbacks like that, they try to make them into – like they're not smart enough to do it. But why I say he should go to like Washington or Miami is because they use that quarterback in like a non-traditional way. Like they got that
Miami got Jay Cutler.
Yeah, they was running
that
him.
Nigga the most
they was running him.
That nigga
they
was the running
him. They was running him like Ryan Tannehill though.
Yeah.
So they was running options with him and Matt Moore, which I didn't get at all. But
exactly.
I mean, I think.
But you had to get running options.
Did you see that play where Matt Moore got blasted?
People in the NFL injuries was at an all-time high this year.
Yeah.
They're going to be the same way next year. Wherever he go, as long as he can stay on the roster as a quarterback, I feel like at some point.
What do you think about the mechanics? What do you think about the throwing mechanics?
I think Lamar Jackson got a lot more arm talent than they think. I mean, he played in the, what division?
He played in the ACC.
ACC. Yeah, and he played at Louisville. They don't get big football recruits. Their best football recruits is always on defense. So he don't have the receivers to properly do it. So if he go to like a Miami or even a Washington where he got some good, talented receivers and you just build that time in, he got the arm talent. You just can't really show it when you playing against ACC DBs with ACC receivers. Like,
I still got that championship game because he came through.
Say again? Can I say this one time, KB, and one time only? Lamar Jackson is not these niggas you keep mentioning. I don't think you watched him close enough to know.
I said that. But I'm just saying with the NFL, they fucking old boys. I don't think they're going to let him be a quarterback.
Did you see Lamar Jackson against Clemson?
Everybody knows these last two years? I agree with you. I'm just saying in my world, where I vision it, I would let Lamar Jackson be my quarterback. In the NFL, where they don't want their quarterbacks to scramble, unless you fucking the size of Cam Newton, you know what I'm saying? They want them to stand in the pocket and be all hunky dory and be Eli Manning-ish, Phillip Rivers, you know what I'm saying? Phillip Rivers now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's not that I don't think that the black quarterback can't make. I'm saying in the NFL, the way that they play football in the NFL, they're not going to let black quarterbacks do that shit.
So based on
now, if Jeff was a freshman quarterback, I mean, or the coach or something, he's like, yeah, man, I want to get in here and I want to get one of these quarterbacks, these mobile quarterbacks, whoever the best mobile quarterback is, and I got, you know what I'm saying? Let's do it.
Let me be objective.
You got faith in Lamar Jackson. Let's get him.
Let me be objective.
You want to coach him?
So
these guys don't want to do that.
So okay, let me be objective. I'm a Virginia Tech fan. You know what I'm saying? You know that. I rode with Michael Vick till the wheels fell off. I rode with Tyrod. So Saturday I was watching Tyrod, and it became very glaringly obvious like his deficiencies as a quarterback. And now and then in retrospect, my emotions were like, fuck the NFL, they taking my nigga Tyrod out. But I saw like Buffalo is in a bit of a bind because he doesn't have the requisite skills to throw from the pocket, and it hurts the offense because that's why Sammy Watkins didn't want to play there, and that's why wide receivers haven't thrived in that system is because Tyrod is a check down thrower and he's not a pocket style passer. But so I'm being objective when I say, okay, yeah, in this situation, maybe I was a little bit overzealous and being a fan. But when it comes to Lamar Jackson, I'm being objective and saying, like, even though I'm a fan, I see the talent that would transition. Like, it ain't that I'm just saying it because, oh, this is just another instance of me riding for a black quarterback. I see the talent. Like, he's 6'3". He's and he's slight built. He's slightly built, but I've seen him three seasons in a row. He's never been injured. He's, a matter of fact, like, sometimes when he runs, I get scared for him, and he'll, like, initiate contact, and he can take that shit. Like, it's surprising to me that he's tougher than, and he's built a lot stronger than his body would suggest. So all I'm saying is, like, if they want to make it work with him, they will. I mean, Ryan Tannehill was a wide receiver at Texas A&M, and they decided to bring him in and make him a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So in my estimation, is if they want you to be their quarterback, they'll make the effort to see to it that you succeed. That's all I'm saying. But I get your point. You're more or less arguing the status quo, and I get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we want Lamar Jackson to do good.
Yeah. On a personal level, and just because I think he has the talent as well. But I get what you're saying. You're arguing the status quo argument, which is, like, even though as bad as I want him to succeed, and the fact of the matter is the NFL just doesn't gravitate toward his type of quarterback.
All right. Look, we want Lamar. I want Lamar Jackson to do good. You want Lamar Jackson to do good. But like I said, when you get Kiffin and McShay, and they're the one that's really, oh, we in this war room while they're dissecting the board. They're looking for that. And I'm telling you, man, you want Josh Rosen, man. Oh, you got to take Sam Darnold. You got to take this kid that was just in this fucking bowl game. He made all the throws. Oh, Baker Mayfield, he may not be 6 foot. Is he 5'11"? No, don't take him. But if he's 6 foot, you got to take him. He's the winner. They say all this shit, right? And then when you get to Lamar Jackson, or some of the other black quarterback, JT Barrett or something, and then they're hypercritical. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's a late fourth or fifth rounder. So when you're a late fourth or fifth rounder, they don't want to give you second opportunities.
He can be a wide receiver.
You know what I'm saying? I want Lamar Jackson. I want them to give him a fair shake, because I don't think, like, Braxton Miller won Offensive Player of the Year 3 times at Ohio State. When you go to NFL, you know what? Even though you got a shoulder problem, when you go to NFL, you're going to switch the H-back. You're going to switch the receiver.
Yeah, because his arm talent wasn't there. So, I mean.
You're right, but I'm just saying, like let's just quick, because I don't want to spend no more time. But look,
we're about to get rid of
it. I have 10 mobile quarterbacks that was black. You know what I'm saying? From Pat White and all of them. As soon as Dixon, what's his name? That played for Oregon and all of them. Oh, Dennis Dixon. Yeah, as soon as, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you're going to be a receiver. Because the mechanics, they don't have the mechanics then because they didn't spend years doing that shit.
I mean, Lamar Jackson has only been a quarterback, though.
These scouts don't want to give him a second shot at all, man. His mechanics is wrong. We're going to have to work through that, blah, blah, blah. His progression's in the pocket, but we don't want to give him a second chance. That's what I'm saying. But if you got a coach that wanted to take Lamar Jackson and really work with him, I think he could succeed.
I don't know, man.
It's like I thought Vince Young could succeed.
I seen Blake Bortles.
Vince Young wasn't there mentally, though. And that's what I was about to say, too. Blake Bortles, he basically only still in the league because the Jaguars don't want to draft nobody. If Lamar Jackson go back him up, I feel like it's going to be another Deshaun Watson situation.
Mm-hmm.
If he go there, Buffalo, Miami, Washington.
Listen, if he had Harbaugh as his coach, if Harbaugh leaves Michigan, and go come to Lamar Jackson, give him a shot like he did for Kaepernick, that could really work.
I mean, let's not make these, like, concessions. We're making concessions based on, like,
yeah,
speculation.
Bullshit, but what I'm saying is,
you don't know. He could be the smartest quarterback ever. his wunderlich might be off the charts. Yeah, we just don't know. But you're making all these presumptions just based off his skin color.
I'm giving him the same respect that I give Alex Smith right now at the very second.
Do you think
Alex Smith scored off the wunderlich and he's a good quarterback, but his downfield shit is challenged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when they say, can he make every throw? Like Lamar Jackson may be a very talented thrower, but like I said, the window in the NFL is so small. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's what I don't take any. Like I said, people think I hate this. Like, I love this.
Nah, that's not.
I love these guys.
Chill, KB.
I want all of them to succeed. I was hyped when Stephen Ray got that MVP, even though he had to share it. You know what I'm saying? My boy Edmund Nair, Donovan McNabb. I want all of them to do good. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes the system that you played in college, the system that you played in high school, you know what I'm saying? Like Terrell Pryor and all of these people. The number one, college quarterback prospect in the nation at Gannett, Pennsylvania. You go to Ohio State, you still win it, but the kind of system that Ohio State runs, it doesn't help you in the throwing game. So now,
Terrell Pryor was skewed though. His ranking was a little bit skewed though. Y'all seen the teams he was playing?
But these are fresh rankings that rank Eli and the rest of them though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but the way they do the rankings. Like, it don't even be so much high school performance to be how you show out at camp.
Yeah, the camp, yeah. Like, same thing they do with AAU. You go to the camp, the ABC camp, and they find, like, that's where they do all their rating. They don't rate nobody from high school, man. They know you may be playing some trash people in your district.
That's the reason his ranking was so high, but, like, the arm talent wasn't there. He had some good receivers. He just didn't have an arm, for real.
Yeah.
And that'd be, like, I won't say that's the problem with most black quarterbacks, but the ones that can't make it over the hump is because all they have is their athleticism. That's why they got to go switch positions. Like,
that's what I'm saying, right?
Braxton Miller.
Saying,
Braxton,
like,
Miller was not a good quarterback.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, people look at, like I'm everybody know I love Ohio State. You know what
Lamar Jackson is a good quarterback.
But when you get, I know, when you look at JT Barrett, right? Nobody thinks JT Barrett projected this.
You keep mentioning him with these bums, though.
But no, what I'm saying, when I said a bum, like, dog, he lost fucking three games the entire time he was in college.
No, I'm saying I'm talking about from a talent position, you keep mentioning him with people that are not even in his stratosphere as far as quarterback and talent.
No, listen, I always said it because, like,
the only bond they have is that they're black.
No, listen, this ain't for me, listen, but like Joe Patton, I'm saying, like, he had got to a situation in Louisville where he is so talented, you know what I'm saying? He's the only player that he always had to make plays. Listen. I like Lamar Jackson. I want Lamar Jackson to go to the league and be great. All I'm saying is, and I think he got the arm talent.
But you have every excuse for why he won't be.
I'm not saying he won't be. What I'm saying is, the running style of QB don't last that long in the NFL, and we got to be honest about that.
I wouldn't classify him as a running quarterback, though. I think he just runs because he can.
Right, but listen, and I asked him because look at RG3 dad. When RG3 dad said, my son's going to come back from his ACL injury and he's going to be a pocket passer. And they told him, like, no, RG3, you need to be a dual threat because that's what, you know what I'm saying? Because you want to be a pure pocket passer, but we got Kirk Cousins for that because he's going to beat you out in that position. If you continue to run, now your folks can't do. But if you don't want to do that, you know what I'm saying? Because he got hurt, he didn't want to do it anymore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, you can't be our starting quarterback no more because your mechanics isn't good enough.
You're right. I mean, we could go ahead and drop it there. I mean, all this is like, because I get excited talking
right.
about Lamar Jackson.
You're
so
right.
This is fun for me to just keep arguing about him. We're taking up too much time. But, like, I don't even mind you having your opinions. Like, I like arguing about him because I'm just excited about him as a player. So, it's really nothing. Like, I want to see him do well.
But do tell the fan that you did say Michael Vick had the best arm challenge you ever seen, too.
I never said that. I said, the only thing I ever said about Michael Vick was if he would have come into the league 10 years later than he did, he would have been way more successful as a quarterback. But at that time when he came in, they were still running fullbacks. You know what I'm saying?
He's definitely right.
So at that time when he came in the league, they were playing I formations. And the NFL changed because of Michael Vick.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying. It came because of Michael Vick, but if he came to now, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, well, if he played this style now.
Yeah, this more spread style. I think his inaccuracy, the the perception that he's wildly inaccurate and all that stuff will be different, because a lot of times now it's a lot of dink and dunk. Overall, like, completion percentages are highest as they ever been. You got Drew Brees just completed 70% of his passes. Like 10 years ago, just completing 60 was considered above average. Now 70 is like 60 is like nothing.